KFYO 709 with Tom and Laura Lubbock's First News on the phone with us. Casey Lowe, please, I put the weapon down and identify yourself.
My name is Casey Lowe. I am with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I manage the Life and Night Walk, and I do corporate development for our chapter.
Okay. Now, how are we dealing with awareness? I don't think we have an actual Light the Night Walk
here in Lubbock,
but we do have some elementary schools participating in a program. We also have the Pretzel Maker in the South Plains Mall, yes?
Absolutely, yes. We have a number of ways that Lubbock folks are participating with us, and we certainly appreciate that. We have 8 schools currently fundraising for our school and youth programs. Those kids are raising money basically through coin collection in their classrooms and around their houses with their friends and family. And we have raised over $4,000 in those schools so far. So we're really excited to have that participation. We do also serve some patients with different blood cancers in the Lubbock area, and we have a number of retail partners that participate with us, including the Pretzel Maker store there.
Okay, so during this promotional period for awareness, we have free pretzels, yes?
Yes, Pretzel Maker, yes. Get excited for free pretzels. So Pretzel Maker on Saturday between 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. is giving away free pretzels. And their goal is to give away 65,000 free pretzels across the country.
Really?
So there are plenty available. I think last year they gave away 45,000. This year they want to up that to 65,000. So
that's a lot of pretzels. Asking,
goodness.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of pretzels. So that day, when everybody goes out and get their free pretzel at the South Plains Mall, they'll have an opportunity to make a donation to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, as Pretzel Maker is a really great supporter of ours and has been a partner of ours for a few years.
Okay, now hold on, Casey. I want to make an appeal to people that are listening to this. When you go to the South Plains Mall, the Pretzel Maker location, you know, there are imposters. But we're at the Pretzel Maker location, number one.
Yes.
Number two, when you walk in there, don't walk in there thinking, one of them pretzels, could I have 3 tubs of cheese with that, please? That ain't going to be free. They're giving you the pretzel. Okay,
yes.
So they're giving you the pretzel, so don't worry about buying some of the toppings and stuff that you want. You know, you gotta help the business. We have to blow people up that blow up the community.
Right.
In other words, people that help the community, we gotta help them out, patronize them. You know, you don't have to wait. If you're out the mall today, walk in there, go to the Pretzel Maker and say, hey, this is a really cool thing you're doing this weekend.
Yeah, just tell them thank you.
You know, hook me up with a pretzel now, immediately, if not sooner, and I'll be back on Saturday, okay?
Yes.
I mean, that's the way to do this. And don't think you're going to walk up there and go, I'd like 5 free pretzels, please. Because you're going to have people that are going to do that. You know they are.
Yes.
It's probably going to be like a 1-per-person kind of a thing, right?
Right, right. And we do, we ask that, you know, folks do consider making a donation. Pretzel Maker has done a lot for us. They've partnered with us again for a few years now, and they raise funds for us in their stores during the fall and at different times throughout the year. And so they decided to include us in this National Pretzel Day and really are helping us out in a huge way to get our word out about how we raise funds for blood cancer research and for patient financial assistance and support. So they're doing us a huge favor. So we certainly encourage you to go out and thank the folks at Pretzel Maker for their absolute generosity.
What are some of the things that your society does to help people with leukemia and lymphoma?
Absolutely. So one of the really interesting and unfortunate things about leukemias, lymphomas, Hodgkin's disease, myeloma, a number of those diseases that fall in the blood cancer realm, is that there's no early detection and there's no prevention of those. So all of our funds, or the majority of our funds, 75%, go directly into research, and we fund the best researchers in the world. Fortunately, we're able to fund more than $22 million of research right here in Texas, because a lot of the best in the world is right here in Texas. So we fund research. We also have direct financial assistance programs for patients who are undergoing treatment. We can give them support for travel to and from the hospital. We provide copay assistance programs that are, we can support them up to $5,000 with a number of different copay assistance. And we all know that insurance might only cover so much, and unfortunately cancer's terrible and it's also very expensive for patients.
Oh, yeah.
We try to alleviate that. We also provide support groups. We provide financial information. We provide information for kids going back to school after cancer. A lot of different things that we do for patients to really help them through the process. And hopefully one day we're trying to put ourselves out of a job so that there is no blood cancer anymore and we found all the cures for it. So,
absolutely.
You know, Casey, there are also several other diseases that are relative and in the family of this. And my daughter was actually touched by these things. And, you know, she had, a hard time, getting up in the morning and, you know, when she'd get physical exertion or we found out, cortisol adrenaline rushes would just wipe her out. But basically she had like ITP, it's right. Immune thrombocytopenia purpura. And basically what that is, it's a platelet disorder. And then there's another thing that is very common that a lot of people have relative to this. It's von Willebrand syndrome. And, last count about a year ago, there were more than 26 varieties. And I mean, it takes forever. And you can go to 15 different appointments and be tested every single time, and they can't pinpoint which one it is.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And some of these things are like internal, so like you don't know if you're going to bleed out, if you get an internal injury. It's very dangerous. Yeah. And so,
it is.
And how many of us know people who have suffered from leukemia or lymphoma or both?
Absolutely.
Probably all of us know someone. So tell us again how we can help.
You can help by visiting Pretzel Maker this Saturday or really any day, again, just to tell them thank you. But this Saturday between 1 and 7 at the South Plains Mall, you can stop by Pretzel Maker, get your free pretzel, tell them thank you, and make a donation to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And we will use that money to find research, find better treatments and cures, and to continue to help patients along the way. So this Saturday at South Plains Mall at Pretzel Maker.
Pretzel Logic makes sense to me, Casey. Love the work that you're doing. And
personally, thank you so much.
Personally, I thank you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Have a fantastic day.